Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bosman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Essien and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston. Rudy reaches second base with a double. North scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Bando steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston. North reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Odom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. North moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North scores. Campaneris scores. Baylor moves to third. Tenarche moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. North is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Garr steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Garr moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stein moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rudy moves to third. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tenarche hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor, who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garr scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. North bunts towards the mound. Vukovic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. North moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Vukovic covering, for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. North scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hairston moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Tenarche reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tenarche scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garner moves to third. Clay Carroll now pitching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Garner scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Garr strikes out. 1 out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horta strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Bando reaches second base with a double. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Dent reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Jim Essien. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.